All the hits, Kiss 104.7, Brian Corbin, just having fun right here. And, you know, we're taking your calls. You got something that you want to hear, 855-251-1067. Got to do one for Troy and Gloria hanging in over around Dothan. Matter of fact, phone's been ringing really, really hard. And as a matter of fact, it's ringing right now. Let's see if we can go ahead and answer to see what's going on. Kiss 104, who is this?
Hey, it's Nyan. How you doing?
Nyan! Wow.
How are you?
What a pleasant surprise. How's it going, man?
I know. I wanted to give you, like, a shock because, you know, I haven't talked to you in a while. And I'm like, okay, so wonderful time is Saturday. If I just tell him in Alabama, I'm like, okay, I'm going to wake you up.
Well, man, I definitely got to tell you, I'm so glad you called. You know, there's so much to talk about.
Oh, my God.
You know, with the success of Butter, which is just absolutely fantastic. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the fact that you had played at the Whiskey A Go-Go, which is a legendary venue that all the greats have played there. And then also I want to talk about, you know, your new single, which is blowing up here. And we're just so proud of you, and we're just so amazed, and everything is so fantastic. So tell us, how's everything so just happy. Going overall?
I'm just loving my life. Oh my God, I'm loving for what I love to do, and you know, it just you know, makes me alive. Music makes me alive. I write new stuff all the time, and it's just wonderful. It's such a great feeling. I'm telling you, we have no idea. It's such a great feeling. Like, as you know, you are in the same business, and how you cheer your viewers and listeners the same way. It's just like satisfaction, you know? We get satisfied. It's like an internal achievement, right?
Right.
So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good about stuff that I've been doing. Yes.
Well, of course, the amazing thing, because I got to get back to where it all started, you know, which was Butter.
Sure.
Butter is still, we're still playing it. And I was looking at the video a couple of nights ago. I had seen the video, but I hadn't seen it in a while. And the video is smoking hot.
The song
is smoking hot. And
I
just have to give you all the props once, you know, of course, with Butter. And now, you know, with your latest one, I mean, it looks like it's going to be going the same route.
Thank you. I don't know. I'm partial towards Butter because that was my first song, right? You know, it's like your first baby. You always love the first baby more.
Right.
So I know Butter really gave open a lot of doors for me. And because of that inspiration, I keep writing new stuff. So I know All Nights pretty good too, but I'm doing so much new stuff. Oh my God, it's like, it's crazy. It's like my mind is like going at a million miles an hour, and I create stuff, and I have so many wonderful people around me. So it's all good stuff. It's all happy, good stuff, interesting music.
Well, the good thing about, like, here at Kiss 104, we welcome all the new stuff. And so many radio stations, they actually have to focus in on one, you know, one song. And we understand.
Yeah.
We all understand how the business works.
Yeah.
But, you know, even with All Night, and, you know, we were talking about a song called Taco, which I think is fantastic. I can't wait to hear that. And
You're right. I was telling my producers, because, you know, they're huge. So they told me, they said, Nyan, just focus on one song and try to make it, like, push it. So I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I can't just wait on one song and just, you know, just, you know what I mean? I can just relax on just one song. I know I always got to push one song. But then you got to keep creating, because that's what keeps you inspired and, you know, more alive.
Well, that was one of the problems with Prince, because Prince is, you know, like yourself, a music person, and you can't cater your craft to the industry, because he could not, you can't turn it off.
Right. It's like food. You gotta give the listeners food. It's like the food and drink, you know. Music is like, I think music is like food to me. I mean, I can stay hungry all day, be in the studio, but not eat, you know, I'm still okay.
Right.
Know what I mean? And I remember once you were doing a show over there at your station at 104.7, and you said you ate nothing but little butter, but you didn't eat butter because you was you ate nothing but bread all day, and then you were waiting to have butter. So you said you stopped eating bread because you wanted to eat with my butter.
Right.
So remember that? Yeah, you. Yeah. So that's the
I
point.
Remember that.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing, though.
Well, listen, you know, yeah. You're doing so fantastic, and
thank you.
We text back and forth from time to time. And I remember when I saw that text that you said you had just left the Whiskey A Go Go, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, it's so amazing. No, seriously, you know, I used to drive in front of that venue, and then I'm like, one day I'm gonna perform over there. And now, you know, I have my name on the marquee, and I'm killing it on the stage where Coldplay and Goo Goo Dolls and all those legendary musicians walk the stage. So I'm in awe, but I'm loving it because this is wonderful. The people at over there, they love me.